Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Eagles and Bucks in 3 days. Spicy matchup, 2-3-0 teams and all sorts of injuries for both teams.
Spicy weather, too.
Spicy weather, indeed. That is correct. And another Sunday at one game. So thank the football gods for giving us a, you know.
Normal Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so with you, dude.
I mean, seriously.
I know.
By the way, let me put it out there now because there's a lot of people that probably don't know it. In 2 weeks, we're going to have a problem. It's a good problem, but it's a problem. Two Thursdays from now.
Amazon Prime.
No, that's not the issue. it could be. I mean, the issue is two Thursdays from now, the Phillies.
Phillies and
Eagles might be playing at the same time.
Yeah. That's a much bigger issue.
And I would say there's a good chance they will. So it would be game four of the Phillies' first series, which you're likely to play a game for. You have to sweep the other team or be swept. No one wants to see the Phillies be swept. So if they get to a game four of their first series, which is the National League Division Series. Now, look, that game could be at like 5 o'clock if there's two games that day and they put one at 5 and one at 8 or 9. You know, the Phillies are the 5 o'clock window. Could happen. Certainly could happen. But if the Phillies are the standalone game, you know it's a nighttime game. And we already know the Eagles have a Thursday night football game that night.
Neither would be at home, which is interesting. So there'd be no issues with the Philly complex and all that.
And people
Sounds like a two-TV night, Joe. You know what I'm saying? This is what the two TVs were built for.
Yeah, you're right about that. So anyway,
you don't have two TVs?
No.
Come on.
I got this.
You got a laptop.
You get a laptop, put the laptop down.
And that would work?
Yeah.
You can stream games on the laptop and then put the other one on the TV. Just put it right in front.
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah, you could definitely, yeah.
I mean, I know some of that happens.
Yo, that's what I do when I need a third TV, all right? And I have an iPad that I use for a fourth of my
James and I will teach you after the show one day how to do it.
I appreciate that.
So you watch TV only on TV.
I don't even watch that
like
much TV.
Only on the device that's like a big thing.
Yeah,
in,
I'm honestly
like on
surprised that you've cable respectfully. But like, I guess you have to.
Let me say something.
Okay. Someone else.
All right, Katie, let me tell you something.
What?
Who set this
my
up?
My family
for you?
Had cable in 1984. I'm familiar with cable.
Okay. All right.
When cable became a thing, my family latched on.
What
that
about
was 84.
Streaming?
Well, streaming I got to because of the pandemic.
Okay.
So Amy was into the streaming thing, but I had no idea.
So Amy hooked your house up with the streaming.
Yeah, my line in 2017, 18, and 19 was, if my TV's so smart, how does it not know how to get me streaming on its own?
But hold on, now you don't realize that you can stream on
smart
your
TVs.
Phone? You can do,
I know you can
watch
do some
the
of
same
that.
Stuff on your phone that you can watch on that TV that's on your wall.
Yeah, Joe, I have Netflix, Prime,
I know you can do
Hulu.
Some.
I got it all on my phone.
I didn't know you can do
all of it. I'm not a phone watcher, though. I don't.
Yeah, you can do it all
or
anyway.
Your iPad.
I watch something on my phone.
Although I don't think you're an iPad.
No, I don't. Waste my time with that nonsense.
It would have been. No,
hey, Turkey Bowl.
Like,
Turkey Bowl,
like
not
it.
Nonsense. It's happening. Turkey Bowl is going to happen in November. We look forward to it. Get to your athletic director or principal and have them nominate your team and, of course, the game that your team will play in at 94WIP.com. We look forward to doing another high school football game in November. Maybe on Thanksgiving Day, maybe a couple days before Thanksgiving. But Turkey Bowl 7. Coming to WIP in a couple months, and it's presented by Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. Get to your school's athletic director or principal and have them nominate the game at 94WIP.com. Let's go to Chris in Northeast Philly. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, not bad. So what got me to call today was you guys were talking earlier about your favorite role players.
Yeah.
In Philly sports, and one of my favorite roles has always been the hockey tough guy. So the first guy I thought of was Donald Brashear. It wasn't like the glory years, but they were still important. Yeah.
I wore my Brashear jersey to those games back when I was a player, back in like 03, 04, 05. I loved them. 87.
Yeah. You know, and Chris, you know, I don't normally think of hockey players as role players because they get their shift, but they get less shifts than the Stars. They're not playing power play or penalty kill typically. And I think the hockey fighter is, in a certain way, a role player. Which obviously would be Brashear, which would be, you know,
Dave Brown,
Berube, the Hammer.
Ty Domi.
Now, the Hammer would score some goals, and, you know, well, Domi, but he wasn't here.
Because there's a Philly reference with Ty Domi in a fight with a fan. So throw Ty Domi out
well,
there.
Well, throw him out. All right? Throw him out. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, so the other thing was, just quick on the Eagles, I think Jordan Davis has probably been, I mean, the best D lineman on the team this year, which is surprising. But, I mean, as far as his conditioning goes, like, the last play of the game, he was running down that field. But now we got a 1 o'clock game in Tampa this week. So if he plays another good game, I think that's kind of going to show us.
Chris, I thought he played better in the early going than Nolan Smith, and I didn't expect that. We know he's outshone Jalen Carter. But I actually expected a little more from Nolan Smith out of the gate this year. Hasn't been bad. Obviously now got injured. But the way he finished last year, I mean, he finished freaking strong, and I didn't think he started as strong this year.
That just feels like our edge guys aren't getting there quite. You know, like teams are aware they need to get the ball out quickly against us, and they are. And that's part of what, you know, unfortunately for Nolan Smith's case.
Reduces sacks.
Yeah, he's just not getting guys on the ground.
How's Jellicks Hunt play, John?
That's another. I mean,
it looks pretty vanilla to me.
I guess
he had a sack
okay.
In the game last
week, but,
right?
But, no,
but it hasn't been
pretty bland, right?
As much as I would like. But again, maybe the pressure is there, and a guy like Matthew Stafford, of course, is going to be smart enough to get the ball out quickly.
Yeah, you know?
They got pressure on him, and he did. He was hearing stuff. I mean, how many guys did he overthrow? Like five or six?
He's so banged up this year.
Plus, he was getting banged up in that game.
And they were going after him. They were hitting him.
Yeah. Hey, Chris,
This week, more of the same. But again, a smart quarterback who knows to get the ball out really fast.
Chris,
makes it tough.
Give me an 8, buddy. You can win the Brian Adams tickets, and you can win my book, which is available on Amazon. The book is called The Best of Philly Sports. But let's get you to win it. Give me a notable 8.
All right, Joe. If I do win, that'll be a gift for somebody because I already bought your book, buddy.
But you
stole the 8-man out for me. So the only other thing I can think of is 8 Mile.
Oh, that's another big one.
There you go.
God, that's a huge answer too. We got to remember to do this game with other numbers. I mean, this is a good.
Yeah, you can do it with the.
I like this.
This is a good one though. The 8 is a good one.
8 seems to have more than others would have. Mm-hmm. All right, so Louis Coco fixed our board here. We now have Mike Gundy plus the count. I am, in fact, a man. I am, in fact, 47. I got to hear it.
I'm a man. I'm 47.
It's pretty good, right? I mean,
it's fun.
I think the 4 was even better, though, James. James, give me, on James's 44th birthday, let's hear the 44.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
It's perfect. The Hackman in there. It's just so perfect. I do like the 7, though. It's not bad.
The Dave Zinkoff did not work when we had him at Dr. J at 6.
Yeah, it just was too much.
Too much. There's too much going on. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So, Joe, thank you for stealing my original answer by referencing the only hammer in the history of Philadelphia, Dave Schultz, number 8. So I'll have to have it, too.
Well, that was an inadvertent steal. You can take it, because I said Dave Schultz, but not in the context of
that's
this
true.
Game.
It wasn't meant as an. You didn't say he was number 8.
Ken, you can totally take Dave Schultz. I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to make a Sixers comment, but just referencing back to that Jason Tatum audio, the funny thing is that everybody knew that Jason Tatum was the best player in that draft.
I did not. So, I'll be honest.
Not everybody didn't know.
You know, Ken, you know what I think really hurt around here, especially the Tatum perception. And this is probably foolishness, but I'll say it sucked me in. Specifically with Duke, the prior year, Jabari Parker had about the same profile and frickin' flopped in his first year in the pros, and of course never became a real player in the NBA. And he was another sort of, you know, 6'8"-ish forward from Duke, and it's like, well, that didn't work. And I think that turned people off from Tatum. I can honestly tell you it turned me off from Tatum. Stupid, bad job by me. But well, I think that influenced people.
I want to get to my Phillies thing, but at least, I mean, it was obvious to me he was the best player in that draft. So maybe, you know, maybe it's just me. But
Ken, it probably was just you. A lot of people, the accepted majority was that Markelle Fultz was the best player.
And I'll say this, before Fultz's head affected his shoulder and his shoulder affected his head, I think he was really good. The guy could really, really shoot. And then, he couldn't. I don't know what to say about that. That happened. Anyway, what do you got on the Phillies, Ken?
So, yeah, the main reason I called was because I felt like you were calling me out when you were referencing the people who were saying earlier in the year the Phillies can't win the World Series.
I was calling you and many others out, but sure.
Well, and I think I've already acknowledged, a couple weeks ago that they obviously have just as good a chance to win the World Series as anybody does. But I think it's also important to remember that at the time when a lot of people like myself were saying this team can't win the World Series, this was a team, and I've been saying this for a couple of years, that you're not serious about contending for the World Series if Johan Rojas is getting substantial at bats in your lineup.
Okay, that's a fair distinction.
So it's, and I've been highly critical of Dave Dombrowski for good reason. But these particular trade deadline acquisitions, especially Harrison Bader, and Harrison Bader is not going to hit 350 for his entire time in a Phillies uniform.
Right, right.
Not going to do that. But that single move was the most significant, impactful move that Dombrowski has made the trade deadline for this team since he's been here, because he immediately became the best outfielder on the team. And he was an immediate offensive upgrade over everybody, and it just made things so much easier to manage with the platoon situation in the outfield. The other piece of it is Bryson Stott, the change that has happened to Bryson Stott over the last 40 or 50 games, the home run that he hit last night, the best swing I have ever seen Bryson Stott put on a baseball. He was so perfectly balanced. It didn't even look like he swung hard, and it was the best. So this version of this team, where Bryson Stott has gotten back to what we all thought Bryson Stott could be, adding Harrison Bader to this piece, Johan Duran is a great addition, obviously as a closer, but it's the everyday guys that have picked it up that have changed the fortunes of this baseball.
Okay, listen, Ken, you make a series of excellent points. I think it's on point, and I loved your first point. Big part of this, and Ken, good call. Big part of this was just getting Rojas off the team. I mean that was a joke. It was sort of like the Jalen Reagor thing. Remember when they played that playoff game against the Bucks with Reagor in 21, and we're all like, we were saying, going, why are they sticking with Reagor? Now they didn't have much else. I'll say that. But
Jalen
Reagor
was also sort of boneheaded in a lot of his, but stinking and then some.
Well, yeah.
Like the decision making also stunk.
Yeah, the punt, the punt return versus Tampa was a disaster.
Was also like
that,
holy.
And remember seeing his face, Ray?
Yeah.
Like, why is it always dumb decisions, Rojas?
I think they kept playing.
Rojas might be on the playoff roster. Hate to bring it to you.
For what team?
Well, I think he's going to be on that taxi squad thing.
I thought she was saying he was. No, I'm sorry. I got confused for a second thinking he was on a different team.
Yeah, what team?
He better not be on this playoff.
And that was going to be on that taxi squad thing that they have. The hot group or whatever they call it.
The stay hot group. And Rojas is part of that group.
One would have to get hot to stay hot.
All right, Rojas, stay lukewarm. And I mean more like cold. Like,
the only
away.
Reason I don't know if I'd want him to away. Take up a bench spot for this, but as a pinch runner, that's pretty much
it. Sure.
For Nick Castellanos.
I know, and a defensive replacement, but even that wasn't
even
as impressive.
Yeah,
he was like
he'll make dumb decisions. He'll get thrown out. I don't trust him for anything.
I want to know who else, because Rob Thompson wouldn't disclose who else is in that stay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot camp.
Sure.
So I wonder if maybe it's like Justin Crawford.
Painter?
Maybe. I don't know. He wouldn't tell us. So he said he'll announce it at a later date. So we'll see. But I think it would be very telling for these guys who we've been watching all season and if they're going to come up or not.
And to be fair, you don't know if you're going to have zero injuries or seven injuries.
That's what it's for.
I mean, you're not probably going to have seven injuries, but theoretically you could.
Maybe you're in the stay hot camp, Joe.
Yeah.
Trying to stay hot through your injury. Seriously.
I'm just trying to get my ankle right. Well, all right, with that
eating two Big Macs is not going to help you.
It's the first time in a while.
I've never. That's unbelievable.
And I only ate one. I got.
What did you do with the other one?
Yeah. Well, I did what I knew wasn't going to lead to anything. I put it in the fridge. I'll just throw it out. He just chucked that thing. I'm not going to freaking reheat
you
a Big Mac.
Put a Big Mac in the fridge.
All right, little life advice with the hammer. The first life advice, don't reheat a Big Mac.
Yeah.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time. I'm a tool for life advice and, with the hammer.
You know how
this doesn't have the same taste.
Well, it's the lettuce.
No, it's the bread. You got to pull it. You got to pull it apart. Idiot. Like the only way to even
do it.
You got
to take the lettuce off. You got to like toast the bread. You got to do it all separate. It's a disaster.
Yeah, you can't. Cannot reheat a Big Mac. All right, Seltzer. What does someone need help with today?
Bishop in Texas needs help. Bishop says, Hammer, I lost my father, a diehard Eagles fan, buried in his McNabb jersey when I was a toddler. He lived in the state of Texas and had two sons. I was raised by my uncle.
Hold on. He lived in the state of Texas, had two sons. I'm with you. Go ahead.
I was raised by my uncle and became an Eagles fan, while my older half-brother was raised by his stepdad and grew up a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
We've always been close, though he's always been the annoying Cowboys fan at family gatherings. Now he's considering switching to the Eagles. Part of me wants another family member to talk birds with, but I also know that this is why so many Eagles fans hated Philly-born Cowboys fans back in the day, and I'm sure he'll always root for the Cowboys as his second favorite team, which may disqualify him immediately. Should I encourage him or tell him to stay loyal to the Cowboys?
So I was actually going to, until about 7 seconds ago, encourage you to welcome him to the fold. And I lean that way, but if the Cowboys are a second favorite team thing,
that doesn't work.
That does throw a wrench in the situation.
You have to fully exercise the Cowboys if you're going to do this.
Like, get rid of every piece of clothing.
You have to hate them. You have to. If you're an Eagles fan, you have to hate the Cowboys. It's like part of the deal.
He's made a mistake. Let him learn from his mistake.
I'm willing to, but not have him have the Cowboys as number two.
Who cares? They're so inconsequential, it doesn't even matter.
Can we be honest?
He
you can't change your
allegiance. A mistake.
You can't. Like, if you love a team, you love a team. Correct. Like, it's what it is. Like, I spent my whole life losing. And you know what? I didn't stop loving the Phillies until 2007, except for 1 year.
So you think it's a lack of character in this guy that he would abandon whatever team he had?
Of course it is. I think that you can't. Yeah. Like, I think it is, like, against the rules, if you're a real sports fan, to abandon your team.
What if you move early?
It's not against
if you're a kid and they're not your like once you form as a sports fan and your team is your team, I think you have to stick with
them. I root for Temple every week.
Yeah,
me too.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get our ass kicked, sometimes we win.
Sometimes.
Hey, I was at the 55
all the time. We covered against Georgia Tech. We covered on the last play that 24.5-point spread.
You have to at some point open your arms to new fans.
Yeah, but not when they've been Cowboys fans. They have a stink on them.
I'm willing to deal with the stink, but you can't have the Cowboys be who you root for when the Eagles aren't playing.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
They don't
matter. That matters.
Don't matter at all. Stop thinking the Cowboys make a difference to anyone. They don't. It's the right thing that they want to make a switch. Because that team no longer counts for anything.
For the third time today.
Welcome to the fold.
For the third time today.
BFF.
And that, some life advice from the Hammer. So, Devin, I haven't played with this board in a while here. So let me let me see what we got here.
I got a text. Oh, Joe found the draft board the soundboard.
So I got something that says KYW here. I don't know what it is.
Oh, play it. Why not?
Let's find out what we got.
All right. You don't know Joe the camera and Jack Frisch things is going. I want to say, let's go Hammer.
Guy was totally sober too.
All right, that's a keeper. That's a keeper. I got Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I got Gary Coleman.
What you talking about, Willis? Let's
see here. Colonel Jessup. We haven't played him in a while.
Take caution in your tone.
All right. Yeah, we're doing good here. All right.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Oh, Peter Laviolette.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
Jim Calhoun doesn't play enough, and I should have played it today for Joe from Mayfair when he was trying to distinguish between this team can't win, but this team can win. But this group can't win, but the Phillies can win. And I should have said to him,
get some facts and come back and see.
All right, Joe. Hope you're still listening, buddy.
You could have also told him.
I love him as family.
Figured I'd bring it back. Been a while, right? You said we haven't played this in a while, and it made me think of that immediately.
Play it again.
Little Misha Johnson.
I love him as family.
So, Devin, here's the backstory. You don't know this one.
No.
So, Misha Johnson was doing what, weather on TV?
I believe so, yeah.
Traffic.
I remember her.
Yeah, traffic or weather. And Misha's awesome.
Super nice person.
Now, before I knew her, because I ended up knowing her through this whole thing, but people kept saying...
This is before you were with Amy. Just
before I was with Amy.
Just so you know.
People kept saying to me, I should go out with Misha Johnson. But incredibly, people kept saying to Misha Johnson, she should go out with Joe to camera. And, of course, she's probably thinking in her mind.
As if.
But she's got to handle it with some class. So, like, Angela tracked her down. And, like, got her. And, Rhea, you were part of this. And, like, this was a thing for months. Yep. Like, Misha Johnson should go out with Joe to camera. And I'll just say this. I'm like a 5 out of 10. Misha's not. All right? She's not.
A higher ranking, you'll say.
So, you know. And so Angela gets her on the air. And asks her about, you know, what about Joe to camera? And she says,
I love him as family.
Oh.
And the dream was dead.
Yeah.
We were dying laughing.
So were you, you knew each other before that?
We knew each other by the time she made that comment, we had met. Okay. And had a nice little like, hey, how you doing? How you been? Blah, blah. Hey, this is funny. Everyone says we should go out, blah, blah, blah.
Love him like a brother.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like family.
Yeah, that was,
you know.
No, he's really a great guy.
Battleship sunk. Right? It's another way to say he's got a nice personality. All right, 215-592-9494.
We had seen her and her boyfriend.
Oh, my God. The man was at
events.
A giant of a man.
An Adonis.
Didn't you have a feeling, Joe? Like, seriously.
I have never felt smaller in every way.
No, he really was. He was twice Joe's height and width, and he was a handsome man.
He was a very good-looking man.
Handsome.
Devin, I'm going to show you this picture. I got to find it. It's going to take some time.
So you actually thought there was a possibility she was going to be you know what?
No, he didn't, though, to be fair. Joe didn't.
You met the boyfriend before this all happened?
Sort of, maybe after. I guess it was after. She went from being single to having a boyfriend.
Okay. Like, you weren't trying to match make while she had a giant boyfriend.
Anyway.
It was more Angela trying to
match
WIP.
We don't know.
She got the boyfriend after, but the whole thing was a fiasco. But I hope she's well. She moved to Minnesota. She's a great person. She really is a great, great person. All right, Time's Yours is up ahead. Last call to get into Time's Yours. Tell us how bad it smells in Delco, and what was it like last night? Delco, we want to hear from you on Time's Yours. 215-238-4500. And is it as bad now as it was last night? That and more up ahead on 94 WIP. All right, playoffs are coming up. Phillies playoffs. We're getting close. So we are 10 days away from Saturday, October 4th, when the ball will be in Christopher Sanchez's hands.
Sanchi.
And I'll tell you what, because this has been submerged today with all the homers and all the Eagles talk.
Yeah.
But Sanchi, Ranger, and Lizardo have done an outstanding job finishing the season strong.
Yeah.
We're all three are, they're locked in. I mean,
Wheeler went down.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, there was serious concern at different points this year on Lizardo and Ranger. I mean, Ranger in, I don't know, what was it, July?
Right.
June? Like, it was a disaster.
Well, some of that was tied to the low back tightness and, you know, the spasms and all that stuff. Like, he's always had the physical stuff dealing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With it, and this year it felt like it lingered longer than it normally does, but man, now that that's worked out, he's been outstanding.
Yeah, it's great.
Lizardo, it felt like that was the tip or not to tip. Is he or is he not? And that
did you just ask the tip or not to tip? Is that the question?
To tip or not to tip? Is he or is he not tipping his pitches?
Rhea, I mean,
no.
Yeah,
I did not
it.
Say what your dirty mind
that's just saying.
Was indicating.
I always had a website in mind. I don't think I can say it.
I don't think you can either.
No. Let's just say it ended with .com. I'm just going to say it ended with .com. It's all I'm going to say.
Most of them do.
It starts with Jost and it ends with .com. And that was the website I always wanted to create.
Lizardo figured out whatever he was doing that seemed to indicate something to someone, because it got so much better.
Yeah,
and now we got three outstanding lefties and no one with a right hand that knows how to
pretty much
be a starting pitcher for us to the capacity that we're looking for.
I'll tell you this,
for.
Nola was fired up on the bench last night. You could see him cheering some of that stuff
on.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
I mean,
he's exactly – I wish he would just pitch better. Just pitch, man. Stop missing your spots and giving away lollipops and meatballs.
Right, James,
and I'd love to see you pitch in the postseason.
James, which is it with Nola? Two choices. Which do you think it is? He is injured, and therefore in the short term has been incapable of pitching at his best, or he is no longer capable of being good because the wear and tear has made him just a lesser than.
I think it's both. I don't think he's going to be this bad forever, but I don't think we're ever going to see the Aaron Nola that we loved. You know,
so, I wonder what changed physically.
I mean, look,
something has to
be
wrong.
It was a decade of never missing a start. You know, right. He's pitched so many innings consistently and all that, and that just wears out. He was also never someone, he never had the velocity, it was always placement, it was movement, stuff like that, and, you know, once you go from 94, 92, or whatever, it's a big drop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that in many ways is going to be an off-season, you know, issue, because he's got so many years left on his deal beyond this, but, you know, I heard Mike Francesa, who was a great talk show host in New York recently, say that Joe Torre, who obviously was a great manager, used to say to players around this time of the year, if they had struggled, and obviously Aaron Nola would be the prime player this year on the Phillies, who's a good player who struggled. Romano did, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, Nola is supposed to be one of their best players. And Torre would tell players, listen, there is nothing you can do at this point to salvage your stats for the regular season. Like, it is what it is. But you can make an impact in October that can totally change the way you will always view, and everybody will always view, your contributions this year. Like, you can totally still save it. And he's right. Torre's right. And Aaron Nola still can. Although we wonder, like, actually, can he? Like, is he physically capable? Can? Like, he can.
And will he get the opportunity to? Right? That's the other thing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I thought that was pretty interesting perspective. You know, a guy like Torre, who obviously managed so many postseasons. All right, let's listen to D'Amico Ryans and then Sirianni, because they both spoke yesterday on the CJGJ thing. D'Amico didn't really want to say exactly why the Texans moved on from Gardner Johnson, but here's what he did say.
Unfortunately, we just moved on, and for me, every decision I make is always in the best interest of our team. I felt this was the best decision for us to move forward, and so now we're here, and we're on to the Titans.
Why did you think it was in the best interest of the team?
Yeah, because it's my decision to move on. I know it's best for my team.
Performance or something else? There's been a lot of news reports on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the details of it. It was coming from me, the head coach, is my team. It was the best for our team, and that's why I made the decision, so I'm not going into any further details on it.
Did you seek a trade partner, or did you get any interest from other teams?
No.
I love that.
That's unbelievable.
The last one's
I
great.
Love that. See, he was such a pro that it, whatever was going on in that locker room with CJGJ, offended him on such a
totally.
Level, he cut him after three games.
There's no question.
I mean, that's the only way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to the Singletary thing all those years ago with...
I want winners.
Who was it? Vernon Davis. Who they capped, and obviously Vernon Davis became a really good player.
Vernon Davis is a massive Mike Singletary fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Defends him to no end.
For stepping in and saying, grow the hell up.
Teaching him.
Yeah, grow up.
What he needed to do to be a better pro.
But I can guarantee you this, D'Amico Ryans is not the first person who had gone to CJGJ and said, grow up.
No.
D'Amico Ryans is so, so respected by players. D'Amico Ryans, former player, former inside linebacker, former ass kicker, current ass kicker, by the way.
I'm with you, man.
Guys know what he brought and still brings. That's discipline. And he's a guy who doesn't ask his guys to do anything he wouldn't do himself.
He literally did
so it. So respected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So respected.
I love D'Amico. All right. So Sirianni, obviously, was going to be asked yesterday, like, well, CJGJ, what do you think? He doesn't even mention him by name. He doesn't even answer the question, which is, bring him back, which I guess the answers could be yes or no. He manages to not say yes or no, but a lot of praise to that position group here.
I really am excited about the room that we have. I think they've done a really nice job to date. Got good, good young player and Andrew Mukuba, who's continues to get better. And I think that, having Reed, next to him, is helping him get better. And just as how Reed got better, having Marcus Epps in the building, and Reed said that, I've said that in here before about, Marcus Epps. So just really excited about that room. Sydney's doing a really good job, he's doing a good job on special teams and doing some work on defense as well. So I'm really excited about that group and pleased with that group.
My guess, and it is totally just a guess, is that there's no way they will bring him back.
Short version of that, no.
Yeah. Even if three different guys get injured, I think they are done with it. That's my guess. Let's go to Kenny right now. Kenny, good morning.
Hey, Joe, I hope you don't mind. I need to extend the life advice from Hammer because I got a problem.
I'm happy to help. That's what I do.
Actually, John and Ree, you can jump in on this too. So two of the biggest, most famous touchdowns now in Eagles history I've missed. One was the Jordan Davis touchdown on Sunday, and the other was when James Willis, and he tossed it to Troy Vincent.
Yeah.
Because the minute the first part of that play happened, I'm jumping up, and I don't know if you know this, by the way. I'm a big Eagles fan, so I just want to get that out. The minute that happens, I'm jumping up and down and cheering and hugging and screaming, and then later on, someone has to tell me that there was a part B to those plays.
That's pretty funny.
I get it. When I was watching, I started celebrating, and it took me a second to realize he was running. I had to hear the announcer say, Jordan Davis rumbling down the field or whatever he said. I didn't notice it first because I was just hugging Emily. I was so excited.
So, Kenny, let me tell you this. When Troy Vincent scored that touchdown in 1996, I hugged at a bar. It was called Larkin's in recent years in Fairfield. I think it was called Larkin's when I was there. It changed names a couple of times. I hugged a random person who I had never spoken to in my life. He had an Eagles jersey on. He was about 350 pounds. I had seen this guy the whole game. I'm with my crew. He's with his crew. And we just locked eyes. And it was
magical
and
moment.
We locked eyes. I don't know if that's the way you want to frame that. And two dudes just freaking hugged it out, man. It was great.
Do after you lock the eyes.
Matter of fact, I need to add a third to that. I never saw the second doink in the double doink because the first time it hit the crossbar, I'm going nuts. Well, and then I find out later the double doink. So, I mean, it's...
You need to learn to be a little more observant.
Well, remember this, but Kenny, remember this. The way the camera angle was on NBC was very confusing.
It was.
It was
you
very
couldn't tell
confusing.
If it went in after it or not.
You couldn't tell initially what the hell happened with the double doink.
Be a more conscientious and observant fan, Kenny.
Yeah. I got to move very fast because I got a ton to get to. Give me a notable eight.
An octopus.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's like a very notable eight. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. It's brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. Apparently, it's got a new name. It's now called the Xfinity Sports Lounge. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. Say it with time's yours.
A franchise record, 8 homers in a single game. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, because the Titans just got a first-round bye.
Well, I was happy for them, and Rob Thompson said it last night, and it's true. It is like you win a playoff series.
Breaking news. We have found the source of the Senshin Delco.
It's all those stinking Cowboy fans.
Which, by the way, I noticed there are not nearly as many as there used to be 30 years ago.
How could there be?
Yeah.
Well, I've been outside all morning here, and I don't smell anything fishy. But what does seem fishy is this boot and this injury for you, Joe DeCamo. Is this just an excuse to eat a couple Big Macs so you didn't have to explain to John Ritchie on why you're doing that?
What is this nonsense, man? Come on.
Happy birthday, number 44. You're in good company. Pete Maravich, Jim Brown, Reggie Jackson, to the best producer / host in Philadelphia sports radio history. Happy birthday, King Seltzer.
Let me just say this about Reggie Jackson. Because he's a great baseball player, obviously.
Yeah, Cheltenham's own.
Cheltenham's own. But I'm gonna take a shot.
Oh no.
How do you have I think it's about 600. Like 600 more strikeouts than anyone in baseball history. Let me look this up. Most strikeouts by a batter. Isn't he at like 2,500? The next closest guy's like 2,000?
I didn't know he was that far ahead.
I think he's way beyond everyone. I'll look it up. With that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
A bunch of recent guys got near him.
Caught up. He's still first, though, but it's pretty close now.
So Tommy's second. He's not far behind him, but for years, he was way the hell in front of everybody else. And anyway, Tommy, Dunn, Sosa, Maguire, Cabrera, Stanton, all these. I will say,
Reggie has a lot more at-bats than those guys right below him, like Tommy, Adam Dunn. I mean, Adam Dunn has 3,000 less at-bats and only like 200 less strikeouts.
Well, I'll say this. Up until 30 years ago, he was 600 more than anyone else in baseball history. But then the strikeout era came into baseball, and you know everyone's hacking and all that nonsense. All right, what do we got to do here? We got to do the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevy. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. John, let's move it if we can on the kind of quick end question. Joel ranked 47th in the NBA. That is too low, too high, or sounds about right. Which one wins the poll?
I think people are mad, but they're still going to say it's too low.
Sounds about right, 44%.
Wow.
And a tie. Too low and too high each get 28%.
That's hysterical.
That is, which means it's just about right.
Guys, he could be in the top 10.
Exactly.
Right, James. Yeah. But he could be in the top 10. He could be number 200 if he can barely play.
So the people voted properly.
I think so. That's interesting. We got to come up with a winning answer for a notable eight. We got some great answers today. So I love the Flyers' Crazy Eights, of course. We got the Beatles song. We got the movie 8 Mile. We got the Magic 8 Ball. We got Ovechkin. We got the 8 reindeer, but there, you know, is 9 because there's Rudolph. There's Dave Schultz. The hammer! There's the octopus.
The hammer!
What are we doing here?
We didn't get Hanukkah and we didn't get pizza.
I know.
Pizza. Well, if you slice it that way. Yeah.
That's what it's normally sliced.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, if you're getting it from a pizza place. That's
all right, Rhea, which one?
8 Mile.
Big? Seltzer?
Yeah, I was trying to decide between a couple, but I think 8 Mile is my answer too.
Devin?
8 Mile, good.
And there it is. 8 Mile has won. Chris, you have won the tickets to see Bryan Adams. And Chris, you also have won my book, The Best of Philly Sports, which is available for people to purchase on Amazon.com. I hope you all enjoy it if you get it. Have a great rest of the day. We'll have a big Football Friday show tomorrow. Getting you ready for a big game. Eagles and Bucks on Sunday. Phils, trying to keep the dream for the one seed alive tonight, but doesn't really matter. They're not going to get it. Have a great rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.